We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Welcome to Social Capital, a weekly podcast that dives into social relationships and why the investment you put into them is so important. Your host, Lori Hybu, will connect with industry-leading professionals and dive into their networking experiences and expert advice.
Hey, everybody. Lori Hybu here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybu and on Facebook. This week's guest is Lisa Rabel. Lisa is the founder of Rebel Girl Marketing. She started the company knowing there are so many amazing small businesses who know they need marketing, yet have no idea where to start. With over 25 years of sales and marketing experience, Lisa acts as the temporary part-time marketing director for organizations. I'd much rather make a big impact on a small organization than a small impact on a large organization. Her approach is simple. Increase your brand awareness and have fun along the way. All right, Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I like your statement about making a big impact in a small organization as opposed to a small impact in a large organization.
Yeah, I spent a lot of years in corporate America and just doesn't feel right. So I'm having a great time making a big impact for small companies.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. I know that you like to make sure you have fun when you're working. Obviously, that's something that you mentioned in your bio here. So why would you say a sense of humor is so important when it comes to marketing?
Well, first of all, I don't know anybody who doesn't like to laugh. It's a common connector to any person. Also, it's more memorable when it has a sense of humor to it. It doesn't have to be like, ha-ha, laugh out funny. It could be just complacency disturbing and, you know, kind of edgy a little bit. But it just needs to be memorable. People play it safe a lot. And I think that we need to just be a little bit more edgy and not, you know, not too edgy that you offend people, of course. But at the same time, there is a gray area there that you can play in, and fun marketing is just more memorable.
Totally agree with that.
And it's more fun to do.
It is more fun to do. What is the best way for small business to get started in their marketing efforts?
Start small. There's a lot of free stuff out there that you can do. LinkedIn company pages and Facebook company pages, depending upon what your audience is, if you're B2B or B2C, of course. But then just start giving some intellectual capital out, just give away some, you know, thought leadership, be able to show people that you know what you're talking about. Social posts that's all about you, like, hey, look at me, aren't I wonderful, is not what I'm talking about. It's more of the, you know what I'm talking about. Use your, whatever your specialty is, and tell people why they should choose you. It should be forward thinking. It should be about them, and tips and to-dos about how to apply whatever the topic is about, and show people that you're the company that they should work with. Because people will stalk you online before they'll call you. We all know it's, what, 67%?
Oh, absolutely.
Of the research is done online, so they're going to be stuck on your pages and checking out to see if you actually know what you're talking about. And
totally.
They can get a pulse of what your company's like.
Yeah, and I would say definitely leveraging those social media channels, like you said, to share your specialty and be that forward thinker is really good insight to share for that small business owner that doesn't know where to get started. Mm-hmm. Why is it so important for salespeople to be part of the creative marketing process?
People have heard me say this a million times that have worked with me, but, you know, marketing people, we live in four walls, if you want to say that. We're not out there sitting in front of the clients, and the salespeople are. They're the ones sitting in front of the clients and the prospects hearing what their actual needs are. And they have a lot of market intel in your specific industry as to what they want to hear about, which leads into the thought leadership we just talked about in social media. You know, your salespeople are the ones out there talking to the people, and they're the ones who are going to be able to provide you with the content to write about.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more with that.
Yeah. And not only that, but it's nice for the salespeople to have an idea of what the marketing people are thinking. Like, why would you choose a specific photo for a marketing piece, or why did you choose this layout? I mean, it just having them there to give their opinion as to, yeah, that's not going to work, that's not going to speak to them, our clients want to hear about this and moving something up or moving something around or using a different photo, they have great insight.
Totally. They're face to face with the customer, right? Or the potential customer, and they hear the pains and the challenges, and you know, their feet on the ground, as opposed to, like you said, the marketing people sitting in the room.
Yeah, really. And there's obviously parameters that we have to stay within our marketing and everything. But at the same time, it's especially with print media, it's the photos and the colors that pull out the emotions. And what are the emotions we're trying to pull out of our potential clients?
Yeah.
And being able to get their insights.
So. Yeah, connect, resonate with that target customer. Yeah, it totally makes sense to have that salesperson in that room.
Yeah.
And they typically are going to provide more insight. And more importantly, your sales and marketing team should be on the same page.
Right.
Communicating the same message, evoking the same emotions as you're speaking to.
Yeah. On my website, even says it's sales and marketing, not sales or marketing. You know, it's not like they need to be part of the entire process. But
yep.
At the same time, if, you know, you get halfway through a project, get their pulse, you know, mm-hmm. their take on it, and then take their input and then go from there.
It's, totally.
Yeah.
Really good insight. All right, Lisa. My goal with this podcast is to help alleviate some of the pain that people have and fear around that word networking.
Okay.
So can you help our listeners feel a little bit more comfortable by sharing one of your favorite networking stories or experiences?
Oh, absolutely. I will not name some names to keep the innocent innocent, but I was at a networking event listening to a speaker, and I was sitting next to this gentleman, and let's just say the speaker was not engaging, you might want to say. The content was interesting, but the delivery was just snoozeville. Mm-hmm. And so we groaned at the same places and kind of like sighed at the same places, like, oh, are you kidding me? So we started talking. Well, that person I was sitting next to was Mervyn Bird, who is now of the Waukesha County Business Alliance. And we've gone back and forth as far as changing referrals, and we've had coffees and we've bounced stuff off of each other. You know, being a sole proprietor, it's nice to have somebody who's going to tell you the truth as far as what you're trying to accomplish.
Sure.
So when yep. I first had the concept of Rebel Girl, I bounced it off of him, and he's, you know, said, well, this might work and this might not work. So he's honest and forthright and
cool.
Really funny and really fun to network with. And
awesome.
And he sent me a few clients as well. So no, it's funny because we were both like disappointed with the event, but it turned out to be a really great long-term relationship. This was probably 7-8 years ago.
Wow. That's awesome. And obviously Rebel Girl is fairly new yet, right?
Yes, so, it's been a year.
He's been a valuable resource to your network ever since then.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I've helped him with, you know, when he was doing job changes, and he'd bounce that kind of stuff off of me too. So it's been a really good relationship. So
that's awesome. I love that. And you probably didn't go with the intention of building a long, lifelong relationship with the person sitting next to you at the event.
No, I mean, you go to like have a conversation or whatever, but we both had the same sense of humor and both had the same opinion about the speaker. So, but it was just pretty funny.
Sure. So early on, you mentioned that you worked in corporate America, and now you're working with a number of small companies. Mm-hmm. Your network has grown fairly significantly over the years, I would imagine.
Yeah.
What do you do to stay in front of or best nurture the relationships that you've established?
Well, whenever I'm talking to somebody, whether it's a coffee one-on-one or at a networking event, I'm always thinking about how that person might help somebody that I know. If it's a relationship that, you know, I might not need that person and not need a person in my network, that's not the right thing to say. What I'm trying to say is if that person can help one of my clients or one of my prospects or one of just a person in my network, actually, mm-hmm. I'll introduce them. I do a lot of introductory emails every week. People
awesome.
That I meet, and I just, you know, you might be a good person. Even I have a couple of people in my network that are looking for a career change, and they both kind of want to do the same thing, but different directions. And I'm introducing those two people to say, you both think about the same thing. Maybe you guys can feed off of each other to help each other,
mm-hmm.
you know, go in the different yeah. direction that you've been going in for 20 years there. And I just want to make sure that I help people help each other.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So
I think that's really helpful. And I love that. It probably helps you to stay top of mind with others as you're constantly kind of nurturing and adding value to your network as well.
Yeah, it's a pay it forward thing. It's if I can help somebody else, and I never, ever expect anybody to reciprocate. It's never my intention. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it does happen, which is lovely. In the meantime, I get to have other people meet other great people.
So what advice would you offer the business professional who's looking to grow their network?
Show up. Show up at places. It's you have to realize that when you go to this, those people are scared too. They're the people that you're like, oh, I'm there by myself and I don't know if I should how to start a conversation. You know, there are different ways to start a conversation with somebody without it being, you know, you can always talk about the Wisconsin weather so long. And then it gets kind of a boring topic. But, you know, find a good neutralizer. That could be books. It could be movies. It could be an event that happened in Milwaukee. It could be the festivals in Milwaukee, depending upon what time of year you're having that conversation. And it doesn't have to be about business. I mean, business can be talked about, but find that great neutralizer. I have had some of the best networking conversations over a debate over what the best movie is that's ever been made. And they're fun conversations, and they remember you because you just, you know, you gave them a different perspective and they've given me a different perspective and we've laughed a lot over it. And you find what that neutralizer is. And there's so many topics.
Yeah, absolutely.
And but show up because, you know, being online and networking is one thing, but they're going to remember you when you're face to face.
Yeah, most definitely. Really good info. So speaking about being online, so digital networking, I know you covered Facebook and LinkedIn as far as a small business marketing strategy goes, or traditional networking, attending the events like you're talking about. Which one do you find more value in?
Can I say both?
Sure, why not?
Okay. So the digital, I love digital because you can do it at any time. It's if you're in between meetings and you've got 20 minutes to kill, it's good to go on and try to find somebody on LinkedIn that you want to connect with, and never, ever connect with somebody on, I'd like to add you to my network.
Yes.
Always use a personal message. Uh-huh. Now, I don't know if the app, the phone app can do that, but go on, you know, don't waste
There's
your time
a way
on
to
there.
Do it. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So be able to do a personal message, whether it's just a simple, I was checking out your profile. It looked like we would have some great connections. Mm-hmm. You know, it has to be something generic. Yeah. I actually do a little cheat thing where I have in my notepads on my computer, I have a standardized, like three different ways of it. So I just copy and paste. Instead of trying to create something every time. Yep. So it depends upon why I'm trying to connect with them. And I'll just add a personalized note. Obviously, use their first name. If it makes sense, use their company name in the post, but never just, I'd like to add you to my
network. I know.
So I do love digital for sure. It's a great way to connect with people. Then face-to-face, it might be old school, but I mean, it's a relationship business these days.
Yeah.
I mean.
It is. I agree.
It's whether you're trying to build a relationship with a vendor or a prospect or a client, face-to-face is where it's at. So that kind of networking is always good.
Most definitely. I think it's a good combination, like you said, of both.
And honestly, this sounds kind of silly, but I'm the kind of person that I don't wear what everybody else is wearing even. Just even if it's like I have like a suit on, like a funky colored anything out there. Because it's, there's a gentleman that I met a long time ago and I'll obviously not remember his name, but he always had the most fun ties on. He had the same black or gray suit on, looked great, but he always had those really fun ties that had characters on it or whatever. And it was just his way of standing out in a crowd. Mm-hmm. So
I definitely stand out.
I'm trying to do the same.
Yeah. My hair has definitely made an impression standing out.
Even just with the red in my hair, it's just
it's a fun.
Little
It's cute. I like it.
It actually matches my logo, which is really sad. But at the same time, that's just where my brain goes.
Cool. I like it. Okay, Lisa, if you could go back to your 20-year-old self, what would you tell yourself to do more of, less of, or differently with regards to your professional career?
First thing I would say is relax. Take a deep breath. You know, it's always all going to be okay, no matter what happens. Your career goes really well at sometimes, and your career just doesn't sometimes. It's cyclical like anything else. That it's okay to not, you know, it's okay to take risks and not be perfect all the time. Mm-hmm. That you don't have to be what everybody else expects you to be.
Yep.
It's okay to just have an opinion and not be afraid to give it. It's, the worst thing they could do is say no.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in an environment where they're, it makes you feel like you're an idiot because you have an opinion, then you might not need to be in that environment. But at the same time, it's relax. Have an opinion. Don't be a yes person. And just have fun with it.
I think that's really important, to relax a little bit. And it is okay to take risks, like you said. And don't be a yes person. That was really good. Good insight as well. All right, Lisa, so we've all heard of the 6 degrees of separation. Now, who would be the one person that you'd love to connect with, and do you think you could do it within the 6th degree?
I actually have two people I really want to meet. First one would be Simon Sinek.
Okay.
I am doing the book right now, Find Your Why.
Sure.
I'm actually in the middle of finding my why.
Okay.
So I love everything that he posts and says. I love the optimistic and the inspirational aspect that he has in life. I'm third in LinkedIn, so maybe I could do it. But if I did anything, I'd probably show up at like a book signing or one of his speaking events. But that's probably how I would try to do that. But the person I've really started to follow lately, his name is Andrew Tarvin. I think it was just yesterday, his book came out, Humor That Works. And it's all about incorporating humor into your work life and how it actually has an ROI on it.
Huh. Okay.
And I haven't obviously got the book yet because, like I said, it just came out. But that seems like it has that connotation to it. So, and he's got some really funny podcasts out there and some really funny TED Talks. So,
yeah, I'm not familiar with him. I'll have to do some Googling, look him up a little bit. Simon Sinek, on the other hand, I'm definitely a big fan of.
Oh, yeah.
His
that's
message.
How I base. I send his TED Talk to clients before I meet with them for the first time.
Yeah. Oh, that's smart.
And
that's
just
really good.
Yeah, and just say, this is the concept we're going to go with your marketing, and I want you to think about it before I get there.
Yeah, good. Yeah, that's really insightful. I share it with all my students. I have them watch it every semester.
Yeah.
Well, right before they're graduating, you know, they're just, how do they differentiate themselves from the thousands of other students that are graduating with the same degree across, you know, the state and country and whatnot.
Oh, exactly.
So,
yes. Yeah. And that actually ties right into the Find Your Why.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. And how we can differentiate yourself. And even going into like strengths finders and knowing what your strengths are and leading the conversation with that instead of leading it with, this is my GPA and this is my experience. I mean, you really want to stand out. So,
cool. As an entrepreneur, I imagine you love to learn new things just like I do. And I'm always curious what my guests are reading or listening to or what they're subscribed to. So what do you got?
Well, I just said I'm doing the middle of my Find Your Why. Yep. I'm in the middle of that book. I just reordered QBQ. Do you know that one?
Nope.
The Question Behind the Question?
No.
I read it like 7 years ago. And for some reason, a lot of the content from that book keeps popping into my head. So I want to reread it. So I just ordered that one off of Amazon, as well as the Humor That Works book.
Cool.
So I'm getting into those. And honestly, the last thing I read was a friend of mine is writing his 4th book.
Oh, cool.
And he just sent me his manuscript. So I spent the last week going through all of that, and because we had lunch yesterday and I gave him some insights into it. So
nice.
I read a book that's not even a book yet. That was fun.
Well, hopefully it was entertaining or insightful, educational.
It is. It's a concept that's going to be a lot in change management. It's a concept that's going to shake some ruffle some feathers, you might want to say. But it's, I think it's a concept that's really needed in business today.
All right.
And I can tell you more, but I can't.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to throw a little curveball in here, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to ask me one question.
Ooh, that is a turn. Okay. Well, I just wrote about today that it takes 8 seconds to process a question, so. What is your best networking story?
My best networking story, huh? Okay. I think it's when I realized I actually like networking, which happened very early 2000s. I went to the BMA Awards, the remember Business Marketing Association, and I. My company invited me to go because they had like bought the table or something ahead. And so I went. I just thought it was the coolest thing that I can meet other people that are doing the exact same thing I'm doing. And I connected with someone and they potentially turned into a client for the company I was working with. But actually it's turned into a long-term like friendship. And this was, like I said, probably 2002, 2003 would be my guess. And, which I would have never anticipated. So that's a good question to throw at me. I never thought about the answers to my own questions here. So that was the first time I actually attended an event and realized it was something I wanted to keep doing.
That's cool.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Good question.
Yeah, I was in sales first before I really used my marketing degree in like full-time marketing. So networking was not an option.
Yeah.
At first. But I've always liked networking.
Sure.
Because I like always meeting new people. And
absolutely.
You know, you went from the early concept of get rid of as many business cards as you can and meet as many people as you can to make one or two really great connections and not worry about getting rid of your business cards.
Yeah.
And that's really where networking has evolved to, which is awesome
because
that's always been kind
totally.
Of my concept.
I love it. Lisa, do you have any final word or advice to offer our listeners with regards to growing and supporting your network?
I've kind of already said the just show up and find a very neutral topic to talk to people about. They're just as nervous as you are. And make it sure that you're not there because, you know, how many times have we showed up at some network? It's like, oh, I have to go to this networking event and you don't want to go. But always start with a positive attitude of I'm going to go. And even if you have to say, I'm going to go for 45 minutes. And if I don't make a connection, I give myself permission to leave. But then you kind of challenge yourself to go in there and actually make a connection. And I will say that some of the networking events that I've gone to with kind of like, why did I sign up for this? I'm not sure I want to go. Have actually turned out to be some of the best networking that I've gone to.
Yeah. Is that funny?
Because if you go in there with, I'm going to meet 20 great people, you know, you have to go in with realistic expectations and cut yourself some slack if you don't.
Yep. Yeah.
Meet somebody that is really going to make a big difference.
Totally. Yeah. Really good insight. I think it's important definitely to show up. And I love your tips as far as to find a neutral topic. I mean, beyond weather, obviously, I think that's really important because, you know, you can only say, oh, it's almost spring so many times, you know.
Right. Hey, just not like that cold snap.
Yeah, it was great. and I definitely believe in showing up with a positive attitude. I think it's important to have the right mindset when you're going in. But I love your statement about giving yourself permission to leave if it's not what you intended, what you thought it was going to be.
Right. You're not going to hit a home run every single time you're up to bat.
Isn't that the truth? If anyone was interested in getting in contact with you, what is the best way they can reach you?
Email lisa@rebelgirlmarketing.com or find me on LinkedIn and send me a personal message. Love to connect with you. And also, Messenger is good too.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Lisa.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Great conversation.
Absolutely.
This wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Lisa for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, send an email to Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to see who will be on the show next. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next episode.